This week, the public has a chance to weigh in on the future of the state's Site Evaluation Committee. The SEC reviews major utility projects, including proposed wind farms and the Northern Pass project. The concerns of opponents of those projects prompted Governor Hassan to sign Senate Bill 99. It calls for a review of how the SEC works, with a report due at the end of the month. This week's listening sessions and workshops include one tonight in Manchester. Joining me now to talk more about the SEC is NHPR's North Country reporter, Chris Jensen. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So the Site Evaluation Committee, in its current form, has been around since about 1991. Who's on it?
Well, it's got 15 voting members. They're from eight state agencies, including the Department of Transportation and Environmental Services. And it also includes all three commissioners from the Public Utilities Commission. And the chair right now is Tom Burak, the commissioner of the Department of Environmental Services.
Now, Senate Bill 99 required the state to hire a consulting firm to look at the SEC. What has it found so far?
Well, the firm Robb Associates says the 15-member commission is simply too large and cumbersome. And that's a big concern of energy developers who say it takes forever and it's expensive to have a project go before the SEC. Some people think that the long process also makes it harder for private citizens to participate and that overall things could be streamlined. Another issue is that there's no state money set aside for a dedicated staff to check claims in the utility company's applications, for example, or to consider some really wide-ranging issues. Now, the SEC does have the authority to make an applicant, a utility company or a developer, pay for outside consultants to do research. And Doug Patch, he's a lawyer who was on the SEC for almost a decade, says that's a routine practice. He notes that three outside experts were hired in the recent Antrim Wind case. The larger issue is that the developer pays for everything, and the state's often left without any experts or staff. And a lot of people think that the state needs more resources.
Yeah. Are there any other issues beyond staffing and resources?
Yeah, there certainly are. Ken Kimball at the Appalachian Mountain Club, in particular, says a lack of specific standards is the biggest issue. For example, one of the current guidelines simply says the project will not have an unreasonable adverse effect on aesthetics, historic sites, air and water quality, the natural environment, and public health and safety. And Kimball and others worry that that's just way too vague and open to interpretation by an SEC with a membership that, you know, sometimes changes. Another criticism is that often the SEC's prior decisions on projects or its precedents, they basically don't matter because they're not followed in later decisions. So the fact that the wind turbines in Antrim, for example, were found to have an undue aesthetic impact doesn't really mean anything for future projects. That lack of specifics, people worry, could make it easier for a utility that's lost to go to court and maybe win, or it could make it harder for a utility to get a fair deal because they really don't know how they're being judged. And critics point to states like Maine, saying that they do a much better job of spelling things out.
So is there any consideration of increasing public input?
Absolutely. Currently, residents or jurisdictions that can persuade the SEC that they have a special interest can be given intervener status. Public hearings are required, and anyone can submit written testimony. But critics say there's still plenty of room for improvement. In 2011, for example, New York did a couple of really interesting things. It has five permanent members on its site evaluation committee. But then the state appoints two ad hoc members from the area in which the utility project is proposed, and they actually have voting rights. Another is that towns or organizations can apply for money to help with legal expenses or to hire experts as part of their lobbying for or against the project. And that money comes from the utility company. And it sort of recognizes the underdog issue of little towns facing off against big corporations.
Any other major issues that are being considered?
Well, one other thing that bothers some Northern Pass opponents is the amount of time the SEC has to consider a project. Big utility companies can take years to pull together very complicated and detailed applications. I mean, these things are hundreds of pages long. But for renewable energy projects, the SEC is supposed to work through everything and make a decision within 9 months. Current regulations do allow the SEC to go beyond 9 months if needed, but then the legislature also wants undue delays to be avoided.
Okay, so how might these changes affect Northern Pass, for example, or maybe some new wind projects that might be in the pipeline?
Well, Rick, that all depends on how quickly any changes are adopted by the legislature and or the SEC. If the applications are filed with the SEC before such changes, the project would be considered under the old process.
All right, well, so we should probably review. What's happening this week?
Well, around the state, there are going to be listening sessions and interactive workshops. The first workshop is tonight in Manchester. All of them are open to the public, and we have details on their website. And then the final report to the legislature is due at the end of the month.
Chris, thank you.
You're welcome.
Chris Jensen is NHPR's North Country reporter. As he said, you can find more details on the SEC hearings at our website, nhpr.org.